3, 2, 1. All right, welcome back to the Blessed Beast Live Weekend Syndicated Show, segment 3. This is a segment, man, we get a chance to do what we call the Artist Spotlight. My name is Marcus Sullivan on Instagram at Marcus Sullivan Live. I got my trusty intern in here. I'm going to let you introduce yourself this week, all right?
All righty, so my name is Katori Thomas. I'm glad to be here. You can definitely follow me at Katori with 3 eyes on Instagram as well. Glad to interview the people we have in the studio today.
All right, she is an intern extraordinaire, and she's getting a chance to sit in with Christian Hip Hop's finest in the building. I got Pastor B and The Truth. What up, fellas?
What up, what up, what up?
Yo, yo.
All right, before we just get into this whole interview, man, and just find out your journey or how you got here, 116 markets, bro. It's a chance to actually spread the gospel, tell your testimony, and just introduce us to some good music. But for those that don't know you, that don't follow you on social media already, Pastor B, I'll start with you first, man. Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yo, I'm Pastor B, pastor of Affinity Life Giving Church. We got into music, been into music for a long, long, long time.
Uh-huh.
And started ministering the gospel at 23 years old. And the Holy Spirit just gave us the gift to be able to spread the gospel lyrically.
Yeah.
And so me and The Truth united together in 2020 and started this musical journey. And this is where we at now. We got several projects lined out. Been in the studio for a while.
Yeah.
So the time is now.
Truth, I got to ask you, bro. He said y'all started 2020. Y'all got together. What was y'all doing 2019? Were y'all both doing Christian hip hop? What was the change? What was the calling to switch up the kind of music that y'all were doing?
So 2019, we haven't even met yet.
Okay.
We met in 2020. That's a testimony all in itself. Didn't have a church home at the time. He met me on the street in the neighborhood. We talked, invited me to the church. I went, started going. Then it was later revealed that we both had a passion for music. Mm. He told me he had a studio in the backyard, and we went in the backyard, started making music together, and we've been doing it ever since then.
Yeah.
So in the time that we live in today, especially with we know that gospel music is evolving as the days go by, why do you feel like we need to hear specifically the music that you produce today? What is different about what you produce? Why do you feel like, you know, the random person on the street needs to hear it and not just solely within the four walls of the church?
Well, I believe that the music that the Holy Spirit gives us encourages, uplifts, delivers, help transform the hearts and the mind of the non-believer, and even focus and strengthen the mind of the believer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we believe, one of our mottos is that lyrics preach. And we believe through at any moment when we're ministering music lyrically, we can stop and preach a sermon. So we won't just say anything. We'll only speak what the Holy Spirit gives us.
Yeah. It ain't always been like that, though, right? Especially when it comes to the music.
For me, I've been on this journey, on this Jesus journey a long time, Brother Marcus. I started preaching at 23 years old.
Okay.
And so...
When the light came on, where were you at in life? What was going on for you to accept it like that?
Oh, man. I had been through from the time of 17 to 22... I had done everything wrong you could possibly do.
From what to what? Because sometimes people don't believe. You know what I'm saying? People will look at us and be like, man, you got Jesus on your side. You don't know, OG.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Yeah.
From what to what, though? You've done everything from?
I done everything from sell drugs to smoke them. You know what I mean? So it ain't. I'm from the street. You know, so.
And I think that's what makes you believable, right?
Right.
I had a lot of people follow me and follow the show, and I don't have... I mean, you think about mainstream, right? Mm-hmm. We start thinking about mainstream. They rap and do a lot of stuff that they don't do.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so when you flip the coin and you do Christian hip-hop, right, and you talking about a life of salvation and freedom because you been there.
Been bound.
Yeah.
Been bound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Been bound by the street. Been bound by, you know, the enemy leading you and guiding you, and you just being his puppet.
Yeah.
You know, and I had a come to Jesus meeting, and with me myself sitting on the stoop
at
an apartment. And God told me, trust me, let me take everything out of you that I don't need and fill you back up with everything that I need. Give you some wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And the Holy Spirit came into my life and spoke to me.
Just like a blunt, the way he broke it down. And that's kind of how we met. Well, ain't no kind of, that's
how
we met. Wait,
you about to break this down like
I'm
that?
I'm about to break that's it down like was. That.
Truth in the video, go ahead.
Like, I'm sitting in the driveway. We've been in the same neighborhood for almost, what, 4 or 5 years? Yeah. Literally one street over, never crossed paths with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And God's timing is impeccable, man, because he came and showed up at the right time. I have anointed hands on my car because that's what I do. I'm a mobile mechanic. So anointed hands, mobile mechanic. He saw that we talk about mechanics. And he was like, hey, man, I'm a pastor over here, such and such. When he told me he was a pastor, I laughed. And I laughed because I was a little convicted because I'm like, man, you just told me a pastor. But little did he know, I just tucked all my weed and stuff up under the seat trying to hide it because I didn't even know who he was. He just... street instincts kick in at this time. You just rolling up on me.
Yeah.
I don't know you like that. Let me put this up.
Wait,
you know?
Pause. Your business was called?
Anointed Hands Mobile Mechanic.
Anointed Hands?
With two N's for double the anointing.
And you had the weed in the car.
I had the weed in the car.
So you were straddling the fence, kind of.
Straddling.
My God.
Lukewarm.
All right, lukewarm.
Gonna be the truth.
Yeah, okay. Now, he walks up,
introduces himself. We talk about the mechanics. We talk about church. And, like I say, once he told me he was a pastor, I laughed. It was like, what's funny? I was like, man, I feel bad because I'm about to get high.
Mm.
He laughed and say, I know because I smell it.
Mm.
And I really believe that was the connection right there. Hey, man, don't stop smoking. Start coming. And what he just told y'all, that was his testimony, how God did him. Because for all the weed smokers out there that's trying to be delivered or already been delivered, what do you do with weed?
Mm.
You break the cigar down, you take the guts out because you don't want the guts, and you fill it up with the quote-unquote the good stuff, the weed. So that's what God was pretty much doing with him and doing with me.
That's what
broke us down, took all the bad stuff out, and putting the good stuff in.
Spoken like some real street dudes who are freed right now. It's the Blessed Beast Live weekend syndicated show, man. We got two godly guys in here giving us their testimony. Couture?
So I love these testimonies of deliverance and the goodness of God. How do y'all feel like these testimonies of deliverance, how do you feel that this type of deliverance and of the goodness of God, how is that going to help students or anybody who may be dealing with, like you were saying, the struggle with weed or anything even worse than that? How is the music that you all are creating, how is that going to help those that are inside or outside of the church?
I believe it helps by inspiration. The more you hear, the more you get into, the more that get into you, more good get into you, the more bad it pushes out. And so I believe that the Holy Spirit has gifted us in such a way that it's real, it's organic, it's down to earth, and people can relate.
Yeah, let's get real, let's get organic and things that people can relate to. Let's get to this music, right? Y'all been doing this music. How is the industry treating you with the message you got? Because sometimes you can be too churchy for the church, or I'm sorry, too street for the church, or too churchy for the world. So when y'all start putting out this music, how did the people receive it?
Man, the reception has been far beyond that what we can imagine. Because, you know, when you think you got something good, you're going to stand behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reception from the people, the responses, the reaction, it's been real good. It's been real good so thus far.
Okay.
We haven't really got, like, far into the industry with it yet. We just getting out there.
Yeah.
It's just now getting presented to the world. But I believe it's like with anything. You're going to have those that support it, those that love it. Then you're going to have those that say, oh, man, that's whack, that's trash. That's... people always going to have their opinions about it. But we standing on spiritual 10 toes. So we doing this for the kingdom. It ain't necessarily for people for say.
What I love about this is y'all are so gritty and raw with it. You just actually said, man, look, we just getting started on this. And a whole lot of people don't know about it. But what song did y'all bring in here today? What's the name of the first song?
The first song is My Baby.
Tell me about My Baby.
My Baby. My Baby is a gospel love song. Mm-hmm. A gospel love song that one should express with emotions and feelings for his significant other, you know.
Yeah.
My Baby.
All right. Let's introduce My Baby.
My Baby.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, world? This is My Baby by Pastor B and the Truth.
She my baby, my baby, my baby. My baby, my baby, my baby. My baby, my baby, my baby.
baby, my lady. She know I need her. My baby, my lady. Love her like I love Jesus. Don't love you like I love Jesus. As long as I breathe.
As long as I breathe.
Don't love you like I love Jesus. You know I'm never here. We made it through the hard time. We never quit. We on that MC Hammer. You can call us too legit. When I'm with you, I feel like Superman without a cape. I'm high, but a cloud took me to Jesus, and I elevated. Lying in the jungle, hit the floor, hear me roar. I'm a baller in the game, to me on, but I scope. I want more, I'm in dry, stuck on go. All this love inside my heart, it make my body overflow. We seen high, we seen low, you ain't been, you ain't full. You stay down, you ten toes, better than Ruby, better than gold. When I rock, she gon' roll. Doing a dash, put on the floor. She my senorita loco. My back at me a mo. She my baby, my lady. I never leave her. My baby, my lady. Long as I breathe it. My baby, my lady. She know I need her. My baby, my lady. Love her like I love Jesus. Don't love her like I love Jesus. As long as I breathe.
When a man finds him a wife, he finds him a good thing. You my baby, my lady, you're my queen. You turn the house into a home, you make life easier to live. You my baby, my lady, you're my reason. I love you for many reasons, beautiful, smart, and pleasing. And we equally yoked, cause both of us are believers. My personal prayer warrior, I'll go to war for you. You do a lot for me, so I wanna do a lot more for you. Great mother to my kids, my nurse when I get hurt. You my wife, my girlfriend, my side piece, the way you flirt. And I need you, love you like Jesus. My chocolate peanut butter cup, my Reese's Pieces.
She my baby, my lady. I never leave her. My baby, my lady. Long as I breathe it. My baby, my lady. She know I need her. My baby, my lady. Love her like I love Jesus. Love you like I love Jesus.
As long
as I breathe.
As long as I breathe.
Don't love you like I love Jesus.
You
know I'm never leaving.
My baby, new stuff inside the Blessed Beast Live Weekend syndicated show. New music. How'd y'all come up with that?
Truthfully speaking.
Did you say that? Like, no pun intended. Truthfully, the truth, no pun intended.
Truthfully speaking, I've been working on a love song that I wanted to present to my wife because she's so special, Marcus. We've been together since we were freshmen in high school. And shout out to my wife, Aisha Hines. Love of my life. We've been together since we were freshmen in high school. And I was like, Lord, I want to do a song for my wife. And the Holy Spirit gave me the song, and I hear Truth up, and I'm like, man, listen, check this out. And he like, well, I got something to say about my baby.
And hey, and shout out to my baby, too, because actually today is her birthday.
Man, y'all today, came here all gangster. We played my baby. Y'all done turned into butter knives up in here.
Man.
I love it, man. Godly man, shouting out their wives, their women.
So with this, because I personally, now I don't know about anybody else, but I don't have a problem with us, you know, not glorifying marriage, but making sure that we express that it's okay to be a Christian and love your boo at the same time.
No doubt.
So when it comes to this song that y'all have created, how is it important for us to let Christians know it's okay to love one another? It's okay musically to create a sound that, you know, don't have that, you know, you clapping your hands together, you stomping your feet. But how is it so important? Why is it so important for us to create Christian love songs?
I believe that we should talk about everything. We can't exclude nothing from the church. And so if you don't talk about it to the people, they're going to talk about it themselves. And so I believe it's a good thing to be able to express your love as a Christian believer. We ain't supposed to be stiff.
Yeah.
I want to hug my wife in front of the church and squeeze her and kiss her.
Let me ask y'all a question, man. Being Christian hip-hop artists and being heavy believers, and we just talking about the church, what can we do, in y'all opinion, to make the church accept Christian hip-hop more? But I'm going to tell you why I say that. As a Christian hip-hop radio personality, I mean, I get booked for all of the youth stuff. right? I get booked for all. I'm looking right in the. I get booked for all, and y'all can book me right now. But no, I'm saying, but like, I get booked for all of the youth stuff, right? But when you think about hip hop, right? Rap music, and we doing it for Jesus, right? Hip hop been around since the 70s, right? So when you think about it, that means the 50 plus year old man grew up listening on hip hop. Right. And so why is the church look at hip hop like it's for 12 and under?
Yeah.
What can we do to make this better?
We just got to keep pushing.
Okay.
And being real. And being real. We got to keep pushing and being real as artists and present it to the people without trying to shape it or form it to fit the older. We just got to do what God said do and do it how he said do it and let God do the rest.
Okay.
So when it comes, y'all, just an interesting thing about me. I did a paper one of these days about us mixing the two sounds together. And one of the things that I've discovered just by doing research on the paper was that most people are not paying attention to beats anymore. They're paying attention to lyrics.
Right.
And so when it comes to lyrics, especially with lovely people like you that create this type of music, how important is it to let the church know, hey, it's not about the beat, it's about the lyrics. We're talking about the Lord. We're not talking about, you know, worldly things. How is it important? Do you feel like it would make the church have a little bit of, you know, relief if they knew, you know, we're not talking about, you know, the beat. In the beats is one thing. The lyrics is another.
Yeah, right.
So how do we make the church comfortable, not comfortable, but just to make us be okay and say, you know what, we're talking about the Lord. We're talking about him.
I think it just comes to a thing of so many people stuck in tradition, like, and they try to shun gospel rap, but I'm just a big music person itself, and I understand the impact that music has on people, the words that have an impact on people, because even scripture tells us that, you know, there's power and there's life and death in the tongue, you know, so with the music that we do, I just did a sermon on it myself. You know, you are what you think. You are what you speak.
Yeah.
So when you playing these songs that we're doing and many of the other gospel artists, the ones whose heart are really into it, because there's a difference between the two now. You know, you got the ones where your heart is into it because our heart is into it. And then you got the ones that's just in it for the money.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to keep it real.
That's true.
You know, so that's why we asked the question about the industry and stuff like that.
Right.
That's not really... It's going to reach whoever it needs to reach.
Absolutely.
You know, but we're genuinely doing it from the heart. And it and the purpose of it is to make an impact and leave an impact on one soul.
Yeah. I want to do something different real quick. Y'all got a second single that I could actually play on the show. I want y'all to think about whatever that single is because we're going to do a double play. We play My Baby.
And On My Soul.
And On My Soul is going to be the second one. Before we get into On My Soul, I'm going to do something that I never did on this Bless Be show. I'm going to take out 20 seconds or 30 or whatever. I ain't no rapper. However many bars y'all can get in that, right?
Yeah.
And give me some acapella. Give me some with no, because she was talking, Katori was talking about the beats. And when she said, man, we listen to the lyrics, right? Do y'all need a minute to think about that? Because I often say we could talk about the second record first and we could wrap this segment up. Because I kind of want somebody to hear the words that y'all are actually saying. How y'all want to do it? Y'all want to talk about the second single first? Or you want to do the freestyle?
We can do the freestyle.
There it is. Pastor B.
Hey.
Inside the Bless Beast Live Weekend Syndicated Show. Acapella exclusive right here on the Bless Beast Live Weekend Syndicated Show. Go ahead.
Listen. It's the realest thing I ever wrote. Recite the quote that I quote. Come here, grab a hold of hope. Let's see if that can float your boat. It's better than the weight you tote. Release it and just let it go. Cast your cares on him. Our God is so powerful. I promise he'll lighten you low before he let you sink below. He the one to light your path to show you things you didn't know. He's standing there.
You a poet. Katori, you like it?
That was great. That was great.
All right, Truth, you want some of this?
Oh, man.
You want some of this?
Hey, that's the fun.
I tell you what. Let's talk about the new single. We come back from the new single. I want something from you. The second one was what?
On My Soul.
On My Soul. What about where were y'all at when y'all wrote this record or put this record together?
Yeah, actually, driving to the house about 2 seconds away from
when
my
the
house.
Spirit moves me. Okay, On My Soul. What is it about? What's the record about?
Being real. We take this thing serious. We don't do it for play. And so when we say On My Soul, that's the only thing we really own, Brother Marcus. Because, you know, I don't want to be too holy, but the flesh going back to the dirt.
Yeah.
The spirit going back to God. Your soul is the only thing you own. So when we you say on my soul.
Yeah.
I mean, we for real about what we do.
I love this, man. All right, introduce the record.
On My Soul by Pastor B and the Truth at Bless Beats.
Yeah, there you go. We got it in. Turn this one up.
Put it on my soul. That's on my soul. That's on my soul. Put it on my soul. That's on my soul. Put it on my soul. Put it on my soul. Put it on my soul. That's on my soul. I'ma buy my father's Bentley. Yeah, I stand ten toes. It's the way it goes. Put it on my soul. That's on my soul. Put it on my soul. Put it on my soul. Put it on my soul. I'ma buy my father's Bentley. Yeah, I stand ten toes. That's the way it goes. Put it on my soul. I stand ten toes. If you want it, I got it, let's get it. That's how we roll. ALGC got soldiers that's ready to explode. Stay ready, we fire, we shoot. Cock it back and reload. Has to be built, rally them troops. Fist pumping, got us stomping in the boots. Go hard, no time to regroup. Lost souls, so we gotta recruit. Snatch them up like doop, doop, doop. Cross them over like they're going to the hoop. Free range, no chicken, no coop. On fire, yeah, we hotter than a soup. Rep Christ, so it ain't no fluke. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Move over, let the spirit come through. My God gon' do what he do. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Immovable, I can't let nothing shake. He'll peel it in the middle of the earthquake. So real, I can see it when it come fake. Food gold, just something that I won't take. Enemy can't tempt me with his bait. Stand firm, best believe, on play, play. Samurai in the hand of a sensei. Cut the head off quick when I see snakes. Jetpack take off, got no brakes. On go, gotta do what God say. I'ma buy my father's business, yeah. I stand ten toes. It's the way it goes. Put it on my soul. That's on my soul. Put it on my soul. Put it on my soul. Put it on my soul. I'ma buy my father's business, yeah. I stand ten toes. That's the way it goes. Put it on my soul. That's on my soul. Put it on my soul. That's on my soul. Put it on my soul.
The truth. On your mark, get ready, set, go. I own my flesh, I don't own my spirit, but I own my soul. So I gotta be responsible. Cause the heaven out here, where it got to go. Can you break that down? Spirit goes back to God, the flesh going right back to the ground. To gain access to the kingdom of heaven, Joshua 22 is where that can be found. In verse 5, now let's slide to Matthew 16, verse 26. What good is it to gain the world, but yet your soul, you forfeit it? Unfortunately, it's unfortunate. So many people's souls, they torture it. And if hell is hot, as the Bible says, then literally, they torture it. Eternal life is not proportionate. That's why obedience is so important. The devil always making offers, but my soul, he ain't extorting it. That's why I'm about my father's business and stand ten toes. Cause I don't wanna burn like coal. I wanna go to heaven where the streets are paved with gold. That's on my soul. Put it on my soul. That's on my soul. Put it on my soul. Put it on my soul. That's on my soul. Put it on my soul.
On my soul, double play right here inside the Blessed Beats Live Weekend Syndicated Show. Katori, you got anything else you want to ask him?
So, one last thing. I heard you talk about, On My Soul is about being authentic. How is it important, especially when reaching young people? Because I tell traditional churches and the older, those of that of the older generation, that we're looking for authenticity above all else. You know, right. You can preach good, make good music, all of that is great. But what we look for is authenticity. So do you feel like gospel music as a whole has lost that, you know, that authenticity when it comes to what we write?
It depends on the artist. It depends on the artist. If you're doing it for hand claps, yeah, because you're going to say what you think the people going to like.
Ooh, that's good. You know? That's good.
But if you're doing it to be real, yeah, to help transform somebody's life, you're going to speak what the Spirit say, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the truth. Before we let you freestyle to get us up out of here, let's talk about social media, man. We live in a world, y'all, where if we don't see it, it don't exist, right? Everything, we got to be popping on the gram, right?
Right.
What kinds of stuff, how do y'all operate your, so I don't use the Instagram, but you might be Facebook, you might be a TikTok or whatever your platform or choice is. But we was talking about authentic. How authentic are you on it, right? Because even as a radio personality, my assignment is to show you what I'm trying to show you, right? But then, man, I've learned that, man, I've gotten more love and more attention when I'm man, at my son's Valentine's thing I just posted the other day, right? Or I'm taking out the trash and the trash can fall over, or something, whatever, right? People start saying, man, Marcus, you just like me, right?
Right.
So how do y'all operate y'all social media platforms? Is it authentic? Is it promotional? Is it really fake? What is it?
Grassroots, authentic, our media guy, DJ.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I was going to say. I was going to give a shout out to DJ. I know the world can't see him, but he's in here right now filming. A lot of our media stuff, all of our media stuff, not a lot, all of our media stuff, even this interview right now, you know, we give praise and honor to God because God allowed it to happen, but DJ played a major role in getting us to where we at right now.